Sebastian Kurz is back in the top job, Austrian Chancellor for a second time after the dramatic downfall of his coalition with the Freedom Party. Emerging from that debacle unscathed, he went on to increase his party's vote at last September's election. But, falling short of a majority, needed a partner. He ruled out the Freedom Party, while the centre-left Social Democrats wanted nothing to do with him. Step forward the Greens. Their leader is Werner Kogler. And Sebastian Kurz is trying to convince the sceptics this marriage of convenience can work.
Insofern war es klar, dass wir mit den Grünen Koalitionsverhandlungen beginnen.
It was clear that we should begin coalition talks with the Greens. And honestly, after months of talks, I'm very positive. The standard of the negotiations with Werner Kogler was good. I'm very satisfied with the program we have agreed, and I'm convinced it's good for our country.
Austrian coalitions have a record of collapsing when the partners begin squabbling over policy and irreconcilable differences emerge. Kurz and his conservatives campaigned on reducing taxes and remaining tough on immigration. The Greens campaigned on spending more, especially on the environment, and soft immigration policies. Skeptics said these two would never get together. But after months of talks, they sealed the pact. Reinhard Heinisch, a political scientist at Salzburg University, says the key is in the prenuptial agreement.
This coalition is trying to do it differently by saying, well, we have things you don't like, you have things that we don't like, so let's give each other what we absolutely have to have. Since we're the stronger party, the Conservatives said we get a lot more than you get. And then consider the alternative. The alternative would be new elections or minority government or a coalition that is, from a Green perspective, a lot less attractive.
Both sides have compromised. The Conservatives control the powerful finance, interior and foreign ministries. The Greens might be the junior partner, but they control a super ministry combining environment, transport, infrastructure and energy. New Vice Chancellor Werner Kogler is signalling change.
The first step in our first reforms will be modest but definite. And as a consequence, flying will become more expensive. That's in the medium term. And by the way, train travel will become cheaper.
Very cheap, in fact. Unlimited rail travel for €3 a day. This is the first time in a national government for the Austrian Greens, although they have some experience in regional governments. Across Europe, only Sweden and Finland have Greens in their coalitions, but in both cases with the centre-left Social Democrats. According to Reinhard Heinisch, with climate and environmental issues attracting more voters, the Green trend is likely to continue.
This could create a new model that would be also attractive, could be emulated in Germany, and it would establish the Greens, if it works out, as a bona fide left-of-centre government party.
In another first for an Austrian government, a majority of the ministries are controlled by women. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.